You are now tuned in to the Believe Network. Do you believe?
Guys, if you haven't checked up on our social media recently, what have you been doing? I'm at Nick Hardwick, and Jamie is at jamie.hardwick. That's J-A-Y-M-E with a period, and then Hardwick, which is not to be confused with the other Jamie Hardwick, who I tagged a little while ago on Instagram, and she notified me that you may want to get this straight, bud. Your wife may be pissed at you. That earned me the Worst Husband of the Week award. Sorry, babe. Anyway, you guys know that Lose Like Alignment is going off. I'm sure you've seen some of the ads circulating. Hundreds of men now are losing staggering amounts of weight on a daily basis. It's been so awesome to see. And of course, I had no idea that life would turn into this for me or for us. I just had to get the information out of my head, share it with others, see if it could help people reclaim their lives. And lo and behold, it has. And I am just really grateful to be a part of this amazing team. And the most fulfilling thing for me and the program is the weekly interactions that we get through the accountability network. So sign up for that. It is awesome to get personal connections and have conversations and get to understand who people are, what their challenges are, and assist on a very personal basis, on a weekly basis. So as this was all going on, we're getting crazy amounts of requests from the ladies wondering if this program is good for them too. And for me, I said, sure, yeah, it is. But really, since the beginning, I've tried to get Jamie to give my plan a try, and she would try it for a day or two and then basically tell me it wasn't for her. And finally, listening to the requests on social media and through email for a female version, and then getting some feedback back from females who were actually in the program and taking that into account, and then asking and not telling Jamie what could make this plan work for her and for other females, she went, took the parts from the men's program that she liked, modified it to accommodate the female body and your guys' individual preferences, and gave it a try. And I tread lightly saying this to her. Thankfully, she's not around right now. But it's been super cool watching her own this program. She has gained control back over the food, has reset her hunger cues, and has lost the weight she's been trying to lose really forever. I know. I don't think she has anything to lose either, but still, she's getting to a place where she feels great about her body, and that is important. In fact, I just get out of the bathroom, and she says, I've lost this weight, but Nick, I've lost an inch off of my waist. She's taken measurements. So we sent the adjustments back to our design team, and voila, the Lose Like a Lady program is born. We would love for you guys to join the team. If you want to know more, all food preferences and eating styles work within the framework we provide in both the men's and the women's program. We do provide body weight only workouts and daily activities known as every hour on the hour exercises, EHO. But guess what? As we tell everyone, the exercise is the least important component of the plan. It's not required to lose weight. If you don't want to exercise, or you've got your own form of exercise that you would rather do, do that. We are never going to discourage that. This program will help you figure out what works best for you. You're going to learn appropriate caloric loads for the day and per meal. You're going to learn how to match your caloric intake with daily activity levels. You're going to break free from the having to eat a meal every 3 hour cycle. It really is an incredibly empowering experience. Also, the program helps build healthy self-care habits that make the program sustainable for life. And it's wonderful when you figure out that the more you take care of yourself, the healthier, the easier it is to make good choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise. And the best part about the program that a lot of people find is it's 4 weeks on and 2 weeks off of the plan. That is what we call a diet break. How many programs encourage you to not do the diet? We do that so you're going to build trust with yourself. You're going to take the skills you learned and you're going to put them to test in the real world. The whole process, it's incredibly empowering. When you reclaim your health, you really do reclaim your life. Join our teams. Sign up at hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but hardwick.life. And use the code podcast20 for 20% off the order. And by the way, you can use that code forever on anything site-wide forever. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You can email me directly at nick@nickhardwick.com. I do. I get back to everybody. Try it. Try me. I'll get back to you. Anything you have. Show recommendations, any questions, any support, any criticism. We're here for that. Throw everything my way. You need help modifying this program to suit your particular needs? All you got to do is ask. We've helped hundreds of people make this program work in their lives, and you can too. All right, guys, back to the show. Check it out, hardwick.life, podcast 20 for 20% off, and we hope to see you on the network soon. Love you guys. Hey, welcome to the Hardwick Life Podcast with the Director of Nutrition, Casey Thomas, RD. Casey, awesome article recently that you put out to our subscribers, and I've been talking about this for a long time. I just believe there's so much about the mental ability or the inability, I guess, that we have. But you put out an article on the effect of the placebo effect. Talk about this. This is super cool because there's actually really good sports performance studies coming out about the placebo effect of supplements and training.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of the placebo effect. And the placebo effect is really something that's like, it's well known, but it's very under-researched. So it's kind of like a hot new field. And in fact, this is kind of the origin story for sports psychologists, is, you know, this idea of what can we do to the brain to enhance your performance? And so the placebo effect is kind of at the root of that, as well as, you know, a lot of variance in what we see in how people respond to different exercise programs, different nutrition programs, different supplement protocols, and so on. So essentially the placebo effect, to briefly summarize, is if you believe something is going to happen, there's this expectancy, there's this motivation, there's just this belief. And if you believe something will happen, then it is more likely that it will happen. And we see this in the literature repeatedly. Okay. And it is why in science we are forced to do what is called, you know, randomized placebo controlled trials. Because if you don't compare to something, then we don't know, first off, we don't know whether or not what we actually did is a treatment, whether it's a drug or a supplement. We don't know if that was what was actually causing it if you don't have a comparison group. So first off, that's one of the reasons. But the other interesting thing is that we usually frequently see people who are in the placebo group still see improvements. It's just not quite as great as the other group. And so it's really interesting. You're like, why is the placebo group also getting better? They just got, you know, a sugar pill. Like, what's going on here? And it's because essentially your brain is the master regulator for everything. And it's this, you know, I don't want to sound too frou-frou here, but you know, it's like the power of belief will influence literally what's going on in your body. I'm talking specifically about like within our body and within ourselves, because our brain controls ourself. You know, if I believe I'm going to win the lotto, I don't think it's going to increase my chances, but
it's too bad.
Yeah, I know. But you can definitely influence, you can utilize this, and you can use this quite successfully. It's hard to do it on yourself though, because once you know, then you know. And so then it's like, oh, you kind of remove some of the mysticism behind it, but you can use this very powerfully with other people as well. And you can do some tricks for yourself to try to enhance effectiveness. But in short, that is what the placebo effect is this belief, this expectancy. It makes it more likely that the results will come true than if you didn't have those same beliefs.
So what's the science behind this? What does the research say as far as supplements and people taking supplements, and then other individuals that are the control group, the placebo group, how much benefit are they getting compared to? And I guess it obviously depends on which supplement, how much, right? Which sport, all of that.
Yeah. I'll mention two trials, one of which was in the research article or the newsletter that I sent out, and another one, which is not in there, which I think is really fascinating, but it's a little bit, we'll talk about it. But so in the literature and in sports, we see this placebo effect, and it's very well known. Like I said, it's a well-known phenomenon. But the really interesting thing, there was a one study, which is one of the ones I mentioned, where what they did was they had three groups. They put these bicyclists on a three different placebos, but they told them that, you know, hey, group A, you're getting placebo. Group B, you're getting 4.5 milligram per kilogram body weight of caffeine, which is like a moderate dose. And then they told the last group, hey, you're getting like a stupid high dose of caffeine. Like you're going to get heart palpitations. Like, you know, this is going to like, oh my God, like you're getting a crazy high dose.
And so sign the waiver.
Yeah, exactly. So they told this to the cyclists. They told them that. And the really interesting thing is the placebo group actually did a little bit worse. So the people who were told they got placebo did worse because they were like, oh man, I'm in the placebo group. I wanted the real stuff. And so they actually did a little bit worse to the tune of like 1% performance decrease, which over the course of what they did, that translated to like the length of a football field. Like in, you know, it's like if you're racing someone and the other dude's a football field behind you, like that's pretty far. So that was a pretty significant. Yeah. The other two groups, the moderate improvement group or the moderate dose group, they did better by about 1%. So they saw a 1% improvement, again, about one football field length. And the high dose group, they did 3% better. So three times as good. And this study just blew my mind. This was the first ever study that I have ever seen, and I believe was ever done, where not only did they show a placebo effect, but they showed a dose response placebo effect. And really what that means is the strength of your belief determines the actual performance benefits on the back end. So you have a stronger belief that it's going to work, you actually see bigger performance improvements, which is just crazy because it's like, oh yeah, okay, there's a placebo effect, who cares? But this is like, well, how strongly did you believe it? Because if you believed it stronger, you would get better performance enhancements. So that was awesome. That like blew my mind when I read that study. The other one is back from like the heyday, and I'm going to get these numbers wrong.
But Casey, to go back to that one, nobody actually got any caffeine.
Right. No one got caffeine. Everybody got placebo. So every single one of those participants, they all got placebo, but they were just told different things. So, you know, the one group was told they had nothing. One group was told they got a moderate dose, and one group was told they got a very high dose. And they were all educated as to the effects of caffeine and what, you know, what caffeine can do for cycling performance. So they're like, hey, this is caffeine, you know, caffeine reduces fatigue. It's going to help you push harder. We have data in the past showing that it enhances cycling performance. It's exactly what you're going to be getting. And here's the dose. We just want to confirm this. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then they're like, oh yeah, nine, like this dose that you gave me is like stupid high. So the people were kind of freaking out in the high dose group, but yeah, no one really got caffeine at all. They all got placebo. And that was kind of a sneaky study on the researchers. I'd be mad if I was one of those participants.
A great hype. the great hype. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so that study was really, really fascinating. Like I really loved that study design, and I haven't seen something similar. Like there's not really a lot of replication with this, but really what, well, let me go over the other study first, which I think is just a funny story. Again, I'm going to get these numbers wrong, and this study was not well done. Okay. So this is an old study from like several decades ago. Researchers had, you know, free time to do whatever they wanted. This is what they did. They went to their local bodybuilding gym, and they started whispering to guys' ears. They're like, hey, you want to be in a clinical trial? I got the juice. I got the stuff. We're going to inject you with, you know, like some mega super clinical pharmaceutical grade testosterone here. And the guy's like, oh yeah, sign me up for that. Like I want that.
So free?
Yeah. Like you're going to hook this up for free. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Give it to me. And so they brought him over to the research study. Spoiler alert, no one is getting anything. Okay. No one is getting any actual drug or testosterone or anything like that. But in one group, they're like, we're going to give you saline injection. And in the other group, they're like, this is pharmaceutical grade testosterone. This is like, if Arnold got this, he would be Mr. Olympian for another 20 years. Like, this is what they're telling him. You know, like, this is the best stuff ever. And the really interesting part with this study, again, not well done, and the numbers probably I'm getting wrong, but it was something like over 1,000% improvement in hand grip strength in the testosterone group, and they gained way more muscle mass than those who were in the placebo group. And it's just like, this is weird. Like, how are these people gaining more muscle mass? independent, you know, so like, I don't know what they did on the back end. Were they training harder because they thought they had the stuff? Like, you know, there's a lot of variables here that were unaccounted for, but it still shows, like, if you believe something is going to happen, like someone's sticking with the needle and you're like, oh man, there's some real stuff entering my body. You know, if your brain thinks it's going to happen, it probably will happen. And so that study was like just funny, again, not well controlled, but like it still kind of proves the point. Like you can build more muscle mass, you can gain more strength, you can see better performance enhancements if you just simply, if your brain thinks it's really going to happen. And so for me as a practitioner, I love leveraging this around me, you know, and it doesn't even have to extend to the nutrition field. Like you can do this with friends and family. And if you are just, you know, a positive force for them, if you hype them up, if you're like, you know, hey, you're going to do good in school, like tell your kid, like you're going to do good in school. Like you're awesome. Like this is easy. Like you got this, right? Like they will probably do a little bit better than if you had said, oh, you're trash. You're not going to do this. You're a stupid kid. you know, like it's just, you can leverage this with your friends and family and all this. And so within reason, I love being the hype man, you know, like I love being like, you know, as long as it's not completely egregious, it's like, oh man, if you drink enough water before the game, like I guarantee you're going to get like 6 touchdowns. Like this is going to be amazing. Like this will be the best game of your life if you like take this seriously. So within reason, like if you can hype up anything, right? Like that was probably a little bit excessive, but you know, like if you can hype up whatever it is, then it's far more likely that that's going to come true. And so I like to do that. And I like to leverage that in the people that I work with because, you know, it's still backed by the research. Yeah. I'm probably turning up the dial a little bit, but it's only going to make it more likely that you get results. And I think that's what you care about, right? Like that at the end of the day, it's what you really care about.
Yep.
For yourself, if you can just be positive, like in general, if you're optimistic, you know, if you just kind of notice like the people who are happy and cheery, like good things tend to follow them. It's not because, you know, and it kind of perpetuates itself, right? Because good things happen to them and then they're happier and then they're happy and then they're expecting good things to happen. And then it just kind of keeps going around and around and around. And you see on the back end, you maybe have those people who are depressed and sad and they are negative and they think bad things are going to happen. And then, you know, it's like a dark cloud follows them everywhere they go. And then it just, you know, it goes the other way, which is,
that's right.
You know, it's
really a cycle.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there is a similarly related concept to the placebo, which is the nocebo effect. And it's literally opposite. It's if you believe something bad will happen, it probably will happen. So where possible, you know, the punchline is simply be positive and think it's going to happen and try to hype up whatever good thing you think there is in your friends and family.
And be the hype man.
Yeah, be the hype man. Why not?
Be the hype man for yourself. Be the hype man for everybody else.
Exactly. You do that. And it's just going to make everybody's lives a little bit better.
That is awesome. I've kind of lived my life by the placebo effect. Jamie says I've got a horseshoe up my ass as I walk through life. And I'm super positive all the time. And I always think good things are going to happen and people are going to treat me kindly. And I trust everybody, probably to a fault. But I think that's like, it's worked, you know, just placebo. Yeah. You just show up and expect good things to happen. And a lot of times good things happen. Here we are.
Yeah. And that's something too, which is like a lot of people, like placebo effect gets a bad rap. They're like, oh, she just got placeboed, you know, like people make fun of you because it wasn't real. But it's like, at the end of the day, if I got the results that I wanted, I don't care if I'm placeboed, you know, like there and back. Like you can placebo me all day long. I am ecstatic because I'm getting the results. That's all I care about.
Yep.
There was a crazy pill circulating on social media a couple of years ago. It was like the X pill or something. And it was basically like the Matrix. You take the blue or the red pill, but it was like a $200 pill. And then before you take it, you say some mantra or you do something, and people were getting, they were placeboing, no, they were nocebo-ing themselves, but they were getting results, which I just thought, oh my goodness, you're paying $200, but it's one of those psychological things. It's the opt-in, right? You're opting in to improve your life and you've put some money on it. And now all of a sudden it's like, wow, the results are really coming. Yeah. Because you've got skin in the game. You have opted in to change your life. In that moment, whatever it was, signified the beginning.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And yeah, it's just so funny when you take a look around and, you know, the veil's been removed, but you know, I'm a big fan and believer in the placebo effect, and I got science on my side. So
always got science on your side, Casey.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Believe Network.